Welcome back to episode 8.
8.
Epic 8.
It's pretty epic.
It is.
110 fans?
110 subscribers right now.
Oh yeah.
Fucking amazing. It's great.
In a week.
If you haven't noticed already, I got Sam back on for a guest. Also have Chris right here, behind me. He's waving at the mic again. He got all pretty for everybody before he came over, so he looks good on on mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're trying out something new right now.
I got a microphone.
Sam has his own microphone right now.
Oh yeah.
And something to fiddle with that's quiet.
I know, right?
So
and the best part is I can just do this and then turn my microphone off and I can turn it back on right in the middle.
Yeah, let's not turn your microphone off and then back on. Because you might still be picked up on this one. You'll just be like super quiet in the background.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It'll just be, I don't know, just like cutting out, just on and off, on and off, on and off.
Yeah, don't do that. Because sooner or later you're going to get confused on which one's on and off.
No, I can see right there.
There's no level. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's the level.
See, okay. The on there, yeah. But I'm saying, like, there's no label on the mute there.
No.
Yeah. Go ahead. Say something when it's off. I just want to see.
I think it's turned off.
Yeah, yep, it's off.
Nothing, and then it comes on, and then it goes off.
Okay. All right. Leave it
on. We're done with this topic.
Yeah. If you're gonna keep fiddling with that part of that, then I'm just gonna not let you have your own mic.
I'm a fiddler.
And see, now you're moving it.
What?
You just moved it up. There you go.
Why do I always fiddle with stuff?
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with you. Chris, you haven't chimed in at all yet.
Hello, viewers.
Listeners.
Viewers. I just wanted to say something real quick. I'm checking out FML. That's Fuck My Life. That's what it stands for. FML.com if you've never been to it. There's this one that I thought I'd just share with our viewers. So,
listeners.
Yeah. Today I asked... I'm sorry, I have a cold and I can't talk.
And he's been drinking.
Man, I'm drunk. Okay, so today I asked my ex, who I'm still in love with, if he ever thinks of me. He says he does, very often, during sex, so that he doesn't come too soon. Fuck my life.
Oh, that...
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's a good...
That's
I don't even know how to say to that. That's,
that's just fucked up, but funny.
I guess whatever you gotta do to...
You do what you gotta do, right?
Yeah.
We invited Dan over again tonight, but...
He didn't wanna...
He got a hold of... Well, he replied to us once.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Then he's gone.
Yeah. Don't know what it is.
No.
It seems like we have more episodes talking about how Dan's ignoring us than him actually being on.
What the hell, Dan? I know you're listening. So,
wanted him to come by so we could start working on a theme song. Like an intro.
Yeah. We did get him. We did ice him today, though.
Yeah, we,
And Chris.
Sam brought up this new game that we're all going to be playing now. It's called Bro Icing.
Yes.
You want to explain to everybody what Bro Icing is?
I got Bro Iced today.
Yeah, Chris. All right, so Bro Icing is when you present a Smirnoff Ice of any flavor, only Smirnoff Ice, though. Your bro has to drop to a knee and chug it right there. No matter what. Unless he's within a step and a reach of another Smirnoff.
Within one step.
To ice block.
To ice block.
To ice block. So
you're saying I need to carry around a Smirnoff ice at all times?
It has to be inconspicuously, though.
Yes.
Like, you can't just be, like, holding it. Yeah.
And be like, block.
Yeah.
And you can't just, like, go up and give it. It has to be, like...
If a Smirnoff Ice isn't within one step and an arm's length away,
yeah.
Then you have to chug it.
Yeah.
If not, then you get shunned and...
Yeah, nobody likes you anymore.
Yeah, everybody hates you.
We got Dan. I had him on his windshield, and he went because he was driving his brother to Modesto. And he called me, and he was like, you're a bastard. And he was like, I was thinking about doing the same thing to you a little while ago.
Yeah.
And you ended up just getting me first. And I was like, did you drop to a knee and drink it? And he was like, yes. And he was like, I'll send you a picture of the bottle. And I was like, good.
Yep. And then when we went to go get Chris, Sam iced him in a very clever way. He put it in a FedEx box.
Yeah, I hate you.
Wrapped in newspaper. And
told him we thought you'd enjoy this.
Yeah, we told him, it was like, we saw this and thought of you.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Chris loves presents, so...
Well, the thing is, they always bring me... Like, I shouldn't say always, but since I've lived there, you guys have brought me presents, like, pretty frequently.
Like, random stuff?
Like, yeah. I think Dwight once said he had a present for me, and he came over with some Widmer Hefeweizen once.
Hefeweizen,
yes. And another time he came over with a 12 set of some lovely dishware. Or,
yeah.
I broke a glass the night before, because I was drunk, and it slipped out of my hands, and I felt terrible about it, so I went and bought him, like, 12 more.
Yeah.
And some unbreakable glasses. So it was actually... Those are pretty cool. It came out to, like...
Target has some cool glasses. You can get all, like, the shaker glasses and, like, martini glasses. You can get everything there.
Yeah.
For, like, the same price.
I told myself that we should stop drinking beer as much and just start, like, buying mixers, pretty much. Like, hard alcohol and get a Boston shaker.
Okay.
You know? And just start mixing drinks.
And just constantly just have that little shaker thing.
Because if you think about it, in the long run, you'll be saving money. Because we go through beer like crazy.
And beer's really fattening.
Yeah, and when you mix drinks properly, you only need like four until you're fucking gone.
This is true.
What are you guys talking about?
You.
Mixing what drinks?
Just mixing drinks ourselves. Just making cocktails instead of making beers.
Yeah.
You know, well, I don't know. I kind of prefer beers myself.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we gotta have something for beer pong.
Jack and a Coke or a, you know, Jaeger Red Bull or.
Nothing beats a Jack and Coke though.
Tequila Monster, that's a good one.
I'm not big on whiskey, so I'm definitely a Jaeger fan.
I don't drink tequila anymore. On my buddy Ralph's 21st birthday, I drank half a handle of Sauza tequila.
I haven't met Ralph.
You met Ralph? Yeah.
I've met Ralph.
He's a cool guy. He's got two kids now, unfortunately.
Does he?
Ooh. So he never hangs out. But on his 21st birthday, I drank a half a handle of tequila, Sauza tequila, and I ended up making out with a large woman, and I'm pretty ashamed about it, so now I don't drink tequila anymore.
Well, now everybody here on the podcast knows.
I know. And I really hope this large woman who I'm still friends with doesn't listen to this, because then I'll feel bad.
Yeah. The only time I've really ever drink... Well, I've drank enough tequila to know I hate it. I don't like the taste of it, like, at all.
I love tequila.
There was only one time where I willingly drank tequila, and that was for Aaron's 21st.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
In Tahoe. Yeah, she asked if to take shots because no one else was going to take it.
Yeah.
At the time, I kind of had a thing for her, so kind of had to.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you're obligated to.
Yeah.
And so,
For anybody listening to that, that is the Tahoe night. The Tahoe cabin for
the night that doesn't exist.
Yes. Everybody that... Yep, that's what I'm known for, is Tahoe night.
to those group of friends.
Yeah.
You know, I saw... I forgot her name, actually. The girl who drove the Mark III GTI?
Oh, Allison.
Allison. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't remember that. I saw her at Vanessa's party.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, apparently Cassandra, who... okay, so we were at Josh's place.
Yes.
Different Josh.
Josh, okay.
And his girlfriend Cassandra brought her friends along. I don't know why.
Okay.
But, you know, just because, whatever. Kelly Smith was there.
Sounds so familiar.
Yeah, we met her at a bar at the Rusty Hook.
Oh, once. That girl, yeah.
Yeah, with a black bow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was there. And then Allison was there.
Yes.
And I thought that was just
Angela
weird.
Angela there? Angela's always with Allison.
No.
Oh.
No, and so I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
You know, just out of nowhere.
She doesn't drive that car anymore.
I don't think so,
It
no.
needs tires.
Oh.
That's what she said, so she doesn't drive it.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's upsetting.
That's my story.
Yeah.
But yes. Yeah,
thanks for sharing.
That Tahoe night was pretty incredible.
That was a crazy night.
We can't go into explaining it just because there's so much that happened.
Yeah.
Then we got kicked out of the cabin the morning after.
I broke my tailbone in Tahoe once.
You broke your tailbone at Tahoe?
Yeah, that must have sucked.
Yeah, I did a Naked Snow Angels that night.
Naked Snow Angels.
If that explains about the night.
That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, pretty much. Me running around naked.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Next topic.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Me?
Yep.
I'm trying to convince Allie to come over and share some of her tales of her drunken graduation party.
Oh.
I gotta upload those videos. I keep putting it off.
Videos?
Yeah. Ooh, there's videos.
Oh, or her graduation party now. I'm thinking of her 21st, I believe.
It's the same thing. Oh, her 21st.
Her 21st.
Her 22nd was...
Her 22nd was this last Thursday.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so I listened to, I think it was episode 6, perhaps. I don't remember which one, but you guys were wondering about the bowl. The gigantic.
Yeah, what's up with that bowl?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys, come on. You guys are smart guys.
Was that just like...
Think about it. Well, examine the evidence. Bowl? Examine the evidence.
Was that a puke bowl?
We got Allie hugging the toilet.
Right.
You got me. I'm her boyfriend trying to take care of her.
Right.
But why was the bowl outside?
Yeah, why was it outside? Why were you posing with the bowl? Well, like on the opposite side of the house where she was.
And... Right. Okay. Well, okay, she was hugging the toilet, and I doubt she remembers this, but she kept saying, oh, quit taking care of me. Go have fun. Go party. And I was just like, no, well, you're throwing up. I can't leave you here, you know. Mm-hmm. I gotta take care of you. And then, and I just kept wanting to put her in bed. I was like, well, if you get in bed... I'll go party and leave you alone. But as long as you're hugging the toilet, I'm going to stay here and take care of you. And she, and I mean, we can't reason with a drunk person. But anyways,
no.
So I was like, all right, well, I'll be right back. So I kept like leaving her, you know, going drinking, having fun, and coming back, checking on her, see how she's doing. And on one of my trips to go, you know, hang out, I grabbed a bowl so I could put it next to my bed for her to puke in. And as I grabbed it, you know,
yeah.
I have a short attention span. I got distracted. kind of, hey, let's pose for a picture. Oh, cool. Let's take a shot. Yay. And I just kind of started wandering around with the bowl for a few minutes.
Okay.
until I made it back to my bedroom with the bowl.
Yeah.
It ended up taking me an hour and a half to get her from the toilet to the bed.
Yeah. It was just weird. In two of the pictures, when you were holding the bow, you had the same exact facial expression.
Yeah.
Like to a key. It was funny.
Well, either that's my normal face, or I'm very good at making the same face twice.
I like Paris Hilton.
That sucks. Don't say that.
I'm sorry.
No, I actually saw Paris Hilton once in Vegas.
Did really? You?
She's actually, in person, she's actually pretty good looking. I will give her that.
Mm-hmm.
When I see her on TV... She's I don't know, she's like medium height, I guess.
Oh.
But when I see her on TV, I'm like, oh, fucking stupid skank. But I saw her at Pure, this club in Vegas. Mm-hmm. I think it's at the Caesar's Palace.
Of course.
Anyways, she was there for her sister Nikki's birthday, and they were partying it up. And I saw her in person, and she's actually quite stunning, to be honest. I'm kind of embarrassed to admit that.
Yeah. I should be. So your friend Blake...
Yes. Oh, yeah, Blake. What's up, buddy?
He wanted to do a little shout-out.
Yeah, I think he wants to start a new segment called Honk for Cash.
Yeah.
I never heard of it before. I had never heard of it before, but I asked him to describe it to me. And apparently, it works a little better on a radio show that's live, but you have callers call in, and the idea is you have somebody sit in park at a green light in the left-hand turn lane, and you give them $1 for every time you hear a car honk at them. So, I mean, it sounds like a pretty awesome idea to me. I mean, if we could ever get a hold of Dan, I'm going to tell him to do it. But
impossible.
Yeah. But I think it's a fantastic idea, and I think we should implement it. And if I can get Dan to call us back, we will implement it.
Yeah, if he'll do it.
I don't think Allie would do it.
So instead of
she's
calling, it'll just be people... leaving us messages on Facebook.
Yeah, or...
I don't know how we're going to do this. Or just...
You may...
We got to put somebody on speaker... Now. We got to get somebody on speakerphone that...
I don't know. Okay. We didn't test that part of it.
No.
What?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Dwight's yelling at me.
A little bit.
But anyways, honk for cash. You can record yourself doing it and email it to us at... What's the email address, Dwight?
LOLthecast@gmail.com.
That's right. You can email us yourself.
Yeah,
and we'll play it on our future episodes.
Yeah, we'll play it.
But are we going to pay them? Because
nope,
I don't really have the money.
Nope, you can give yourself your own money.
But that will get you on the show for a bit if you want to be on the show.
Okay, how about this? And then... I will pay the first person that does it.
There you go.
There you go.
With my own hard-earned money.
So if you can get
whoever gets the most honks at one stop.
Okay. Well, I'm saying the first, and yeah, Sam just volunteered to do the most. I think.
So. Whoever can get the most honks recorded at an intersection, bonus points for a video.
Yeah, video is a bonus, yes.
Yeah, that's like $2 a honk then. You know, that'd be awesome, you know?
What if somebody pulls out and just does like 50, like just sits there and the person just like honking at him? Just
no, it's only one light. Okay. It's only one light. You can't sit there for 5 lights in a row.
Okay.
And don't stage it. If you stage it, I'll kick your ass.
Yeah, because we'll know.
You can tell when somebody's honking behind you.
Yeah, you can tell when it's a staged honk.
Yeah.
By the way, pardon my voice. I'm still sick. I'll try to keep quiet as much as possible.
No, you won't.
Yeah, please don't. The iPhone's addicting, though, right?
Oh, are you guys on airplane mode?
Nope.
You guys need to be on airplane mode.
You need to be on airplane mode.
No, because I have Sprint.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to convince Dan and Allie to be a part of our podcast today.
Yeah.
Airplane trying to get mode. Dan to do the, what you call it? The intro. Honk for cash.
And
honk
for airplane cash. Mode puts Wi-Fi off, too, so that means I can't do anything.
You have 3G?
Huh?
You have 3G still?
Not with airplane mode. Airplane mode turns anything off.
Oh, all...
All connectivity.
What about phone calls and text messages?
Everything off.
Really?
Nothing.
Why? Well, that's a weird... Might as well just turn the phone off.
But I get to play with it.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's made for airplane mode so that nobody can call you on an airplane and, like, crash the plane, because that's what happens.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think your phone blowing up but when you're fueling
and
being on your phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
That makes too much sense.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Did not know that. I think MythBusters.
Excuse that, you know.
Yeah, I think MythBusters did a segment on if cell phones will crash planes, and it was a negative. But they can only get a hold of like older planes, so they didn't have any of the new mechanisms. So it's still a possibility, I guess. They also did one about cell phones setting off fumes from filling up, and apparently that was false too, if I remember right. So,
but you're, I don't see why it would, like,
it gets hot.
Yeah, my phone does get pretty hot. Do you ever get that problem?
Yes.
3GS, it gets really hot when it's on for a while.
Well, actually, the very first day I had my iPhone, Apple sent us a check. The very first day I had my iPhone, I fell asleep with my laptop on top of my iPhone.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the night, it started, like an alarm started going off. And I looked at it and it said, oh, warning, your iPhone is too hot or something like that.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. So, it's pretty weird, cool. Yeah. If you guys ever want to check that out, just fall asleep with your laptop on top of your iPhone. And
we're not responsible of fixing your phone at all.
No.
Apparently,
do it at your own risk.
There's like a temperature sensor in the iPhone, apparently. I don't know.
That's kind of cool.
It's like the other day I got a check engine light on my car, and I freaked out. And when I went to go get it checked, apparently I need a new gas cap.
Interesting.
Yeah, my car has sensors in places I don't know.
Why? What? I've never heard of anybody needing a new gas cap.
When gas splashes around, I guess, or gets hot, like pressure builds in it, and a gas cap is supposed to like relieve that pressure without letting any gas out.
Hmm,
so it's kind of like a. And mine is not, I guess.
Okay.
So, my car is just like, hey, gas cap time, come on. And I haven't got a new one yet.
Got it.
Why should my phone look that good?
I just bought a bunch of computer parts, so I don't have money for a gas cap right now.
So how'd you get it to? Did you get your light
thing? I went to Speedy's, and since I know like half the people there, I'm not even really friends with them. They just recognize me. Hey, it's the Volkswagen guy.
Oh.
And I made a name for myself on my old GTI when I brought in to the oil change, my mini keg in the under the hood.
Yeah.
Caught a lot of attention. And ever since then they know me and they just check it for free. It's either $10 to get it checked, like just a general check, or like $80 or $90 to do a full system check. I said, fuck that, just give me the 10 one. And she goes, okay, well, we're just gonna do it for free after she came back.
Since you're doing that, you should just give me a full check.
Nah. I didn't have the time, or the patience.
Or the care.
Yeah.
You know.
My car's still new. It's an 04.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Man.
Josh called me today, but I was sleeping. I wonder if he ever got his GLI.
Ooh, I know, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that was him, and nobody's answered the door since he came.
What?
Remember the car we thought was Dan? Maybe that was GLI.
No, it had a stock exhaust on it.
Oh.
Because when I drove it, I didn't know if it was on or not. Because I turned it on, and I was just like, I had to look at the dash, and I'm like, okay, RPMs, okay, I'm up.
Had to rev it a little bit,
and
I was like, wait,
Because I'm so used to my exhaust.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Yeah. I was kind of excited. My friend let me drive his Mustang. I've never drove a V8.
That's a mistake.
With the stick, though. It was a little difficult.
Was it epic?
Kind of. It was just like, give it just a little bit of gas and just let off the clutch, and then it was just like, and I was just like, fuck.
It's 8 cylinders for you.
Yeah. I'm not used to that.
Yeah. How many is yours? Yours is a 4-banger, right?
Flat 4. Boxster.
Yep.
Got that nice sound.
As long as we're talking about cars, I have something to add, actually.
Feel free.
I just recently put my car on the market. It's for sale. And viewers, if you're wondering.
Viewers, right.
It's a 2006 Infiniti G35. It's got about 30,000+ miles on it. 22,000 or best offer. Yeah, just email us at, what's it called?
lolthecast@gmail.com.
That email website. That email address right there.
Mm-hmm.
And she could be yours. Her name's Lois. You can feel free to change her name if you want, but I went with Lois.
Yeah, that's nice. It's a name. Pretty silver color.
Yeah, she's pretty the reason true. I went with Lois, it's Family Guy inspired, you know, because she's kind of sexy, but in an undercover sort of way.
In her own little way.
Yeah.
In her own sandwich-nosed way.
Right. Yeah. And I feel the same way about Lois Griffin from from Family Guy.
Well, there you go.
Exactly.
Good plug.
Yeah, thank you. I also have a... If you guys don't mind, the only thing I have to talk about is sports, as per usual.
Mm-hmm.
Giants lost today.
Giants did lose today 4-0 to Ubaldo Jimenez.
It was...
Pitched a complete game, shut them out. He's now 10-1, and he's got a ridiculous ERA. I don't know if you guys know what ERA... I tried to explain it to Nick earlier today.
Extreme rectum... Amazement?
Yes, no. ERA stands for earned run average, which is basically a measure, a statistic that says if you pitch 9 innings, how many runs are you going to give up on average?
Give up as in when they run?
Allow the other
4
team,
balls?
Allow the other team to score.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this guy, Ubaldo Jimenez, his earned run average is now 0.6 or 7 or some shit ridiculous like that.
So nobody ever runs off of him?
Basically, nobody ever scores on him, pretty much.
Got a no-no going.
Yeah,
he has thrown a no-hitter this season, actually.
Oh, wow.
And there have been 2 perfect games. Do you guys know what a perfect game is?
They don't score at all.
A perfect game is when you pitch all 9 innings and nobody even reaches base. That means they don't get a hit. That means you don't walk anybody. You don't hit anybody.
Just strikes.
This guy's pretty much hot shit right now.
Yeah, he's pretty much a badass.
So he's like the pitcher you want.
Yes. Yeah. If you guys play fantasy baseball like I do, which 95% of fantasy baseball players are white males, just putting that out there. Statistics say. And this is the guy to have, Ubaldo Jimenez.
Yeah. I mean, he has the word ball in his name.
Yeah, he's pretty much a baller. He's a baller. Oh, on the baseball topic... Just real quick, to bore everybody else in the room. There's this guy, Kendry Morales. He plays for the Los Angeles Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles.
That's a crazy title.
As they're now called. I think that's what they're called.
Huh.
Anyways, it was yesterday. He hit a grand slam, which is a home run with the bases loaded.
From Denny's?
No, not like that.
Like from Denny's.
No, he hit a grand slam. And it won the game for his team. And there was a celebration. There was bedlam. There was absolute chaos on the field. Everybody was so excited that amongst the celebration, the guy who hit the home run ended up fracturing his leg. And he's now out for almost the rest of the season.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
What team was that again?
That's the Los Angeles Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles Anaheim. Angels.
Angels.
Yes.
Angels, to be short.
Yeah, for short, the Angels.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, a grand slam alone is pretty incredible.
Well, that sucks, though, about the whole fracturing his leg or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, he went out with a bang.
That's right. Yeah. The leg's a pretty strong bone. I mean...
What was he doing?
Well, he didn't break it. He fractured it.
He fractured it.
Okay, so... That's less recovery time.
But either way, he can't play for at least another 4 months or so.
4 months.
Yeah.
Wow, that is killer.
Yeah.
I've
it's a dangerous sport.
I've dislocated my knee before.
Yeah.
and it is horrible. I don't recommend it to anybody. Don't go about and be like, hey, I wonder what this feels like.
How do you suppose one might dislocate their knee?
Well, it's a funny story because it involves me being a gamer nerd. And, so
you dislocated your knee playing a video game.
No, not playing a video game, talking about video games.
So even more intense.
I think I was a junior at East Union High School. Woo!
Go Lancers!
Yeah. You know Fable? The game Fable? Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay, well, in that game, the first one... You have different weapons in every game and stuff like that. And when you have heavy weapons, like a big old like mace or some shit like that, if your character doesn't have enough strength or whatever, he kind of like drags it behind him.
Were you trying to give him extra strength?
No, oh. No.
This is exactly what happened. Is he was explaining it?
I was explaining
how he like carries it.
How it happens, okay. Right?
Oh, yes. I see.
Yeah, and as I was standing up and I was showing everybody, you know, how you drag it behind you, I was doing the whole like. Body motion of like swinging it over my head, and during that time, you know, your hips turn, and your leg is supposed to follow, and it didn't. My foot stayed, and my knee just basically they told me that my knee did a 180.
Wow.
And Sam was there. I fell immediately, and they couldn't tell because I was wearing pants at the time of what happened, and they thought, well, I don't know about you, but Thomas. McCrary, he thought that...
he was part of the game.
He thought I was joking. He thought, he goes, oh, this is what the character does. And I was like, I was on the ground, like, screaming, because it hurts so bad, because you're basically tearing all of your cartilage in there.
Ouch.
And then your bones are just bone on bone. Yeah. Sam experienced it, too, and he helped me through it.
It happens to me all the time. But yeah. It used to, not anymore.
Yeah, and so I was on the ground just freaking out, and I kept telling him, go get a I don't know what they're called. People that watch the yard. The
campus monitor.
The campus monitor people. Because they have like a little golf cart that they zoom around the thing. Yeah. And finally, you know, by the time they went and got one, Sam was helping me. And you were holding like my ankle or something. And he goes, Dwight, just straighten out your leg. It's going to hurt a lot. Just straighten out your leg. Out. Most excruciating pain I've ever felt in my entire life. I was sitting there like, oh God! And then, like, as soon as it popped, I felt it like pop into place.
You feel that relief, and you're just like, oh.
200 times better. And then, like, 2 minutes later, you're like, oh, yep, that's still fucked up. But if I kept it still, it felt great. But
you keep it straight, and then you're good. Like, it would happen to me, but now my body. As soon as I feel my knee start to twist, my leg just instantly shoots forward and just pops itself back in.
Yeah,
It happened to me. I don't know.
So you
when I get out of my car,
you weren't swinging a club.
No, I was doing just the motion.
You were pretending to swing.
Pretending to.
And you weren't playing a video game.
I was at school.
You were describing how to play a video game.
Yep.
It was.
And you were telling a story about a video game called Fable. There's so many ironic things about your story, Dwight.
Yeah, I know.
In front of the band room.
Front of the band room.
Yeah. And isn't Fable like a story that's supposed to teach you a lesson? Isn't that like the definition of Fable?
I learned my lesson that day.
I think you might have learned your lesson on that one.
Awesome. When I went to get x-rays done and everything like that, because I was rushed to the emergency room, the lady was telling me, is like, dislocating your knee is next to breaking your knee, it's the worst possible pain that you could feel. Like breaking your arm feels better than it.
Oh, yeah, I broke my arm 3 times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, no, you know.
The recovery, the thing that got me was the recovery. Like, I couldn't do anything that involved, like, turning my body. Yeah. Even, like, the slightest motion, I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. Like I was trying to play basketball during PE. Like, not, like, competitively, just kind of, like, doing something, right? I couldn't do it. Like, I had to stand in one space or one spot and just, like, be very carefully throw it in and... It was bad news. And even, like, now, like, you know how you said... I used to have the same problem where I feel it kind of go out of place.
Yeah.
Because your cartilage is still, like, building up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Getting out of my car, it would happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you get out of your car, you don't really think about it. You just put your foot down, and then you twist and get up at the same time.
Mm.
And, like, every now and then it'll kind of slip out, and then you immediately freeze, and you, like, straighten out your leg, like you were saying.
Yeah.
And Oh, it's the worst feeling in the world.
It's a lowered car right there for you.
Yeah. That's when it was, is when a car was slammed.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I don't recommend it to anybody. Don't reenact video games for your friends. Just tell it with very good, you know, choice of words. learn a bunch of adjectives.
Whatever. If you're descriptive enough, you don't have to twist your knee.
Yeah, and so I had a hard brace for a while, for about a week and a half, and then I went to an ace bandage for a while, and I was out for about 6 weeks.
Sounds pretty brutal, Dwight.
It was terrible. I was in a wheelchair for a while, though. That was kind of cool.
Did you learn how to pop a wheelie?
I did not. I didn't have enough time. They wheeled me out of the hospital, and that was it. That was my short trip, and I...
That sucks.
Yeah. What sucked more is getting, like, pretty much naked for the x-rays. That was terrible. And then you gotta, like, get up on this hella tall table that's cold, and you have, like, a very small pillow. You're like, I don't want to do this. Like, yeah. You have to. I'm like, fuck you. That lady was really nice, though. She was telling me about how her husband's feet stink.
You told a nice lady to fuck off?
No. I thought it really loud, though.
Oh. What I heard is actually one of the problems of stinky feet is potato chips. If you stop eating potato chips, your feet won't stink as bad.
I'm never done.
The sodium?
Let's do it right now.
Like, it's the sugar stop. And stuff? Or salt? Not sugars. The salt.
I don't even know why you're still eating chips, Sam.
I don't.
See?
My feet don't stink.
I haven't eaten potato chips since I was, like, in 8th grade, I think.
I don't know. That's just one of my things. One of my friends, like, her mom told her, and she was like, yeah, so we stopped eating potato chips
to combat
our feet were stinking.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first. Or second.
Third, maybe.
We're usually the second in line when we tell people news.
Yes.
So we're a little slow on the draw.
We normally read it on the internet, and then we tell you guys.
Right.
In case you don't want to read it on the internet.
We save you from reading.
Us ramble on about something that has a little bit to do with it.
Yeah. We'll touch base on it, and then we go off on our own tangent.
Yes. Like Conan O'Brien, in the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
something else.
Yep. Too much.
So.
Monday. You go back to work tomorrow, Chris?
Yeah, I haven't been to work.
After your hiatus?
2 weeks, and I gotta be honest, I really don't want to go.
Yeah, I work tomorrow.
I'm considering just quitting just so I don't have to go tomorrow.
Can I get your job?
You should not quit. You have a good job.
Well, if I could, like, quit and then a few days later just be like, ha, just kidding, keep paying me. Totally would.
You
got you.
You pretty much have done that for the past like week or so.
Yeah, but I got paid for it.
There you go.
We got Allison Laughlin guest on speakerphone. Say hello to everyone.
Hi, Allie.
I don't want to be on speakerphone.
That's too bad. Say hello.
Hello, Allie.
Well, I don't want to come to the podcast because I'm sick. I don't want to be on air.
Too bad.
I'm sick too. Come join me.
Yep. So now
it doesn't have to be that close.
One of you is sick because the other one gets sick.
All right, we're taking her off speakerphone.
Bye, Ellie.
Okay, gonna let Chris talk to her.
Yes.
You can actually be over there if you wanted to. Okay, just gonna leave.
They have private time.
Okay.
Yeah. But.
So you want to talk about how much Ellie sucks?
Yeah, pretty much for being sick
and not wanting to be on speakerphone.
I think we should get Chris with another icing when he gets back.
You have one with you, don't you? Yeah, you just rip it out. No, he's been drinking too much today.
I'm trying to think what I can do.
What, you're trying to ice him?
Could grab a beer and
no. Well, he's had eight coolers already today.
Yeah.
And then we iced him when we got to his house.
That's true.
Yeah. Probably. Oh. I don't like this idea at all.
He's lying there. All right.
Well, we'll see how that unfolds.
So we continue. And this should be fun. Be on air, too.
Yeah.
Making it better.
Well, they can't hear him drinking.
No, but we'll get another picture, and we can post that.
We can post a picture, I guess.
Oh, yeah. So, Dwight, tell us about these new computer parts you're getting.
Sorry.
Make your podcast even better.
Well,
it'll go faster.
Every now and then, you know, we bring up tech talk. It's usually with me and Terry.
Yeah.
But I have a quad core coming in. 3 gigahertz quad core. New motherboard. New power supply. Big ass video card. It's going to be fun.
I'm excited.
We're going to have a guest appearance by Miss Laughlin.
She's coming? Coming?
She doesn't sound very excited, but she's coming.
Okay. That'd be sweet.
Well, I'll smack her around a little bit, keep her in line.
Yeah, good. That's what you have to do to Allie.
I know.
But, we were talking crap on her.
Yeah, as soon as you left, we were like, so let's talk about how much Allie sucks.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Right on.
We still love Allie.
Oh, God, is that her?
Is that Allie? Or is it Feeny?
It's Terry.
Oh, hi, Terry.
We could get Terry to do the stoplight thing.
We should.
He doesn't own his own car.
Oh, well, I guess we can't. What if he just went and stood in the middle of the street?
The van?
If he stood in the middle of the street, that would still be equally as cool, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit cooler.
Oh, yeah. Just stand right in the middle of the street and just kind of... Just don't even look at the car behind him. Just look forward.
I'd go do it right now, but I'd probably get thrown in jail for being drunk and driving at the same time.
Intoxicated.
Yeah, so... Well, we won't do that.
Yeah. It's probably a bad idea.
Yeah. Terry texted me because I invited him back over for the podcast, but he apparently says that his throat is worse than yesterday, so...
What's up with everybody being sick?
I don't know.
It's just something right now.
I think I did it to everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kim said she's sick, too.
I wasn't sick until last night. But I've been having... Or taking a lot of vitamin C.
I don't think I'm sick.
And medicine. And I'm almost over it already. But I have a good constitution, so...
Constitution?
Yeah.
Like a written document that sets forth the laws of the nation?
Or? It's the laws of my body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It pretty much states you can't be sick for more than 2 days.
Hmm.
Oh.
Been pretty effective lately.
I'll get one of those.
Except for the time I had a stomach flu.
Yeah.
And I was throwing up for like 12 days.
That sucked.
It was awesome.
When was that?
High school. Oh. Like freshman year.
Yeah.
It was cool seeing like every... like. Because most of the time you're used to seeing food being going into your mouth just all the time, and then you forget about it, right? See, I get to experience it twice.
So this is seeing food coming out of you.
Yeah, it's like I saw more food coming out of me than going in.
Okay.
I would eat crackers and it would come out soup.
That's hot.
It was awesome.
You're like, I don't even remember eating corn. I'm going to have corn in there.
Yeah, I lost like 12 pounds that week.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good week.
That was a good week. It was a good diet. I'm going to go back on it.
Don't you love lunch food? Like school food, not lunch food, but school food.
Lunch food. Specifically lunch
school
food.
Cafeteria, you know?
My favorite was Hot Pockets for $1.50.
Yeah, and Terry used to get those dollar bean and cheese burritos.
Yeah.
And then a Mr. Pibb.
Mm.
And then they stopped selling soda at school because it's unhealthy.
Mr. Pibb.
Oh, hey, have you guys heard about California's new law?
What is it?
Banning Happy Meals.
You can't have a toy? You can't have a toy or something?
You can't. No more Happy Meals.
Period. That is so dumb.
Yeah. Nuts, right? Just in California.
Mm-hmm.
The reasoning behind that being that...
you shouldn't be happy while you're eating fattening food.
No, it's the fact that they have toys in them.
Mm-hmm.
And that entices kids into bugging their parents that they want to go get a Happy Meal. Because they want the toy. And because there's tons of parents out there. Tons of parents go out there to keep going and getting them until they get all the toys.
That's true.
So they have the whole
set. Or you can just buy the toy for $1.50.
So what you're saying is society doesn't have enough self-control to say, no, you can't have that.
Parents.
That they have to make a law that says, oh, I'm sorry, it's illegal. I can't even do it even if you want one. I'm sorry.
Parents are angry about it, if you can believe that. Some of them are.
I feel bad for the McDonald's employees now. They're going to have to deal with all those people that want their Happy Meals for their kids, because their kids are going to throw 50.
But see, though, the people that are angry about this are stupid people. Because, I mean, first off, they're arguing about how they can't give their kids fattening food and a toy to shut them the fuck up,
because
they're bad parents. And two, they're complaining to the employees at McDonald's that they don't serve
nothing.
It anymore.
They
have no power over it.
No.
Do they even have toys you could buy separately or no?
I have no idea. I don't go to McDonald's often enough.
I choose not to. Last time I did, I was pretty sick.
Yeah,
I'm
down with them.
I like Wiener Schnitzel. I've been craving them a lot lately.
Their corn dogs are actually pretty good.
I like their Italian sausage.
You know what? They have a bomb, like, dollar meat menu.
You get
five things for,
you
like,
could get a $1 meat menu.
Yeah.
It's a meat menu.
No, they have, like, chili cheese fries burritos. Just chili cheese and
chili
fries.
Chili cheese fries burritos.
Yes.
That sounds amazing, but terrible.
It's like their chili cheese fries and a burrito for a dollar. Hmm. And then the jalapeno poppers are the best ones I've ever had.
Jalapeno popper
jalapenos.
You know, I told Allie if she came by that I would take her to Olive Garden, but now I think I might just take her to Wiener Schnitzel.
Can I?
There she is.
Can I go? Is that Allie?
Hold on. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Should we pause it, or me and Sam will just keep talking?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Sam, let's talk about some shenanigans and some malarkey. What do you think?
So, Wiener Schnitzel.
We're talking about Wiener Schnitzel, Allie. It's right up your alley.
What's that mean?
You like Wiener Schnitzel?
I do.
Sorry, Chris. Oh, you just got iced.
I think Chris. I just got iced on air.
Just got iced again.
It was not presented.
It was. It was underneath you.
We were actually talking about it while you were on the phone with Allie. Like, we and I was like, I'm going to put it right here, because he's going to lie there and
like,
notice
as soon as you laid down, so, me and Sam both looked at each other and were like, he didn't even notice.
You just got iced.
I got iced on air.
And I'm going to put, I need another picture of this, so, for the podcast.
Chris is now
this is
taking it upon
number,
himself.
This is number two, actually. On the
going
day.
Down on one knee, and just chugged his second... His second icing.
Thank you, Chris.
There
you
go.
Very good
he
sport.
Did that. He did that last time too. After you drank it, it was just a long burp.
The best part was
it's called bro icing.
The first
Allie.
Time we did it, he didn't even know what it was, and he just read the note that says, "Get down on your knee and
chug it."
Chug, and he just did
he
it.
He did it.
That's
he's
what it said.
On his knees.
Yeah.
How do you feel? How do you feel, Chris?
There's like a sour. It's like Sour Patch Kids in liquid form.
Well, I'm glad that we could have done that for you.
Yeah, don't do it again today.
Don't worry, I don't have any more.
Save it up for tomorrow.
Yeah. Actually, Dwight was like, do you have another one? And I was just like, boop.
Yeah. He's so like, we should ice him again. And I was like, what? Do you have another one?
Why
and
Sam, why do you carry around ice, smearing off ices?
Just for the time so that
for
we
bro
can
icing.
Ice people.
Mm. Specifically yeah. for bro icing.
I'm actually going to go ice somebody here in a little while. Hmm. So...
Jerry. Yeah, remember, I don't think he listens to the podcast, so
uh-uh.
It's not like he'll know anyways.
That'll be four in a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're at the trifecta right now of three
really
icings.
Good.
But two of them are from the same person.
Yeah.
And he's already been kind of drinking all day, so.
So that's why I didn't feel so bad, because he was already drinking, so it's just kind of
you should
on
feel
to
bad.
His drunk.
You should feel bad about
well,
it.
Well, he's been sick all weekend, so this is getting making up for, you know?
That has to be, like, bad for your body to recover from.
Yeah.
Like, alcohol? Alcohol can't be good to drink to recover
today
from being sick.
Today is my start of the soberness for a little while. Cause
you did that once when you lived in Ripon, where you drank every day for a week, and then you're like, sober week.
Yeah. That didn't last very long.
It didn't. I think it lasted, like, 3 days.
When I lived there, that was horrible. It was like every day someone was like, but Sam, you gotta drink with us. Oh, I don't want to. But
you're right.
Because there was no reason to say no, because I was already in my own home. I could have just walked to bed. If I was too drunk. And
stumbled
it happened. Just fell. Just kind of plopped.
Yeah.
Now.
So, Allie.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Do you really have a box of tissues?
I've been carrying it around with me for the past 2 days. Actually, I went through.
At work? Just like,
yeah.
Well, here's the iPods.
Yeah.
And here's my tissues.
And then here's
yeah. I was carrying around a box at work, and I went through an entire box in less than a day yesterday.
Why don't you just get the little packets?
Those don't have enough in them.
But you just have to carry a bunch with you. Just because you're not going to go through a pack in, like, an hour. Maybe you will. You should just, like...
Yes, I will.
Don't underestimate
stick
her.
Stick one in each nose and just walk around that way.
In each nose?
Yeah. In each nostril.
Put one in each nose.
Add multiple noses.
Yeah.
So what's this podcast about?
Nothing.
Everything. We began with some bro icing.
Yes.
Which
you just...
I'll have to listen to this one so I can get that one, yeah.
We talked a little bit about sports. Chris did.
Sorry about that, guys.
That's cool.
Oh, no.
And then we talked about breaking limbs and my dislocating knee story.
Yes.
That sounds fun.
I'm actually afraid that how my knee is sitting right now, I might pop
out. You're good.
Dude, Indian style, it seems like it almost goes
So why does Sam get a fancy headphone?
We're trying something new. Yeah. Because he always leans back.
I like to sit in this corner and see the microphones over there.
It's way too far.
So it makes it easier for them
and
to
hear. I can record multiple microphones at a time, so...
And if I don't want to be listened to, I can just turn this little knob and turn myself off. Nobody can hear me.
Can I get
Well, see, this can hear me, but...
I want one of the sweet ones, like the... ShamWow guy has.
Oh,
I want one of those.
The really tiny ones.
Yeah.
I don't think
so,
those don't sound good though.
I don't care. They'll look cool.
Are you gonna
for
buy
this
the
audio
and
podcast?
Get,
yes.
Beaten up by her too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Multiple conversations going on at once.
About
not good
the same
for a body
though.
Podcast.
Yeah.
I know what Sam's saying. I've got
you. Should usually
I'll
go
get the
one person.
Yeah. See, that's what's good about whenever I get around to having multiple microphones. I get to shut someone off while the other person's talking and then bring them back in.
This person is making no sense. You're paused.
You're paused.
Just like I was doing just now.
I can't believe I got iced twice in one day.
Huh?
So I can't believe I got iced twice in one day.
You didn't even know that on the first one.
No.
You just had a box full of instructions and you're like, okay.
Well, what could I have really done about that second one? There's nothing I could do.
Ignored it?
You could have ignored it and then we could have shunned you.
What do you mean, ignored it? Like,
well,
pretended
see,
like I didn't find it?
Yeah.
No, I'm putting it back.
I thought you like, heard us in the when you were in the bathroom. Uh-huh. And so then you were like, all right, I'm just going to lie on this and pretend. Pretend that I didn't feel this.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
At least you got fruity goodness in you, right?
A little
bit of goodness.
Some of the Sour Patch Kids in liquid form.
Yeah, you should start getting good ones.
Do they have different flavors?
Yeah. I was looking for a pomegranate, like the pomegranate wild one or whatever, but all I could find was that one, unless I bought the big case, and I don't want to do that.
So that'd be a lot of bro icing.
I got three more ices, so I can bro ice.
Two more, because one's already taken, technically.
Two more people. So.
So,
Allie, we were talking about this phenomenon called, what was it called again? Cash for Honks, or Honks for Cash, or
Honks for Cash.
Where you go and you sit in the left-hand turn lane at an intersection, and you put it in park when it's green, and you get $1 for every time somebody honks at you.
That's a douchebag game. Count me out of that one.
You don't want to play?
I told you
she wouldn't play.
Yeah.
You're not fun.
We told our listeners that...
our viewers.
Our listeners that they should email us a recording of them doing it. And
they
Chris... already said that he volunteered to pay the first person that would send one in.
Yeah.
Yep.
And bonus
$1
points
per honk.
And bonus points for video.
Yes.
$2 per honk.
$2 per honk on video.
Dude, you're gonna be broke. You realize that?
Well,
it's only through one light.
Green light's on an ass.
Okay, green light. Okay, one light. I was gonna say they could just record for hours.
That's a max of like what 30 seconds if you get there right when it turns.
And
red.
And no one goes just like they just like honk like once and hold it and
some
maybe
people
twice.
Do. I mean, there are these girls like over here at the corner, and they had stopped. I know people don't know what it is, but you guys know what it is. Okay. Anyway,
that's why I wasn't looking at you.
All right. Anyway, these people are stopped at this intersection, and not even the right-hand lane, they're in the middle lane, just stopped out of their car yelling at these people at the gas station across the road, just like they were friends, and I honked, they're like, go around! And I yell back, no, because they're stopped in the middle of the road, and the light's green, just chatting with their friends, and all these floozies in these short little skirts.
Hey, floozies,
did you get any of their numbers?
$5,
no.
Anything.
No, I did not. I just got really angry at them and refused to go around. I just kept honking at them.
I would have rammed the back of their vehicle.
I really wanted to, but it was like worse than mine. It wouldn't have mattered.
You could go.
Plus, they're all like high schoolers. Or daddy would just buy them a new Mercedes or something.
Hmm. Yeah,
that's what happens these days.
You should just hit them then.
I should have, but
just
then
the
I would have been
put
street, away for a few years
and then just like swerved.
No,
and be like,
three of them were out. Even the driver was out of the car.
That's
they were
perfect.
All out of the car.
That's illegal.
You say,
unless your car is broken down,
say,
it's illegal.
You
they're
just say
chatting.
That you're trying to swerve out of the way because they were in the middle of the road and they happen to jump out in front of you.
Chatting. I should have called the cops.
Dunk, 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 and then they're all dead, and you just keep going.
Like some guy waved
there'd
a crowbar
no
at me outside his car.
Yeah,
multiple conversations.
Same
killing
people though.
It's about the same thing, but one is talking over the other.
Should I just mute myself?
No.
Maybe. Well, I always can. I always hear what Sam's saying even while I'm talking. So
that's what I'm saying. You and Ryan both have voices that project. So,
how about that oil spill?
Projectile voices.
BP is not helping our environment very much right now.
I actually promote BP for that reason. Just
you like them killing
yes.
things in the Gulf of Mexico?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I never go to the Gulf of Mexico.
It's basically a pool. I mean, they're just gonna
it's cool. Like,
talk about selfish.
Come on, when's the last time you've ever been to the Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh,
I went fishing with all of my amigos.
Well,
oh,
my hombres.
Never yeah. mind then.
Can't do that, can you?
I do have to just throw this out there that I'm really not that mean.
yeah. Do a little PR right now.
Yeah.
Yes, you are, Sam.
Chris, when you feel better, I wanna bring you back on to do an entire episode in the Cleveland Browns son's voice.
Mm. Okay. Cleveland Brown Jr.
Yeah, Cleveland Brown Jr. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd actually enjoy doing each podcast in a different character. I would do that.
Okay.
Like, I'd be Ron Burgundy one day, and then the next day I could be Leon Phelps from The Ladies' Man.
Oh, okay. God, please, no.
Yeah. I'm going to save that voice for another time. But
for a special time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's my idol and my hero. Oh,
boy. Well, there you go.
And Cleveland Brown Jr. one day.
I kind of want to hear the Cleveland Brown Jr. one.
He's actually pretty impressive.
I can't do it when I'm sick.
Yeah, that's what I said. When you feel good, when you're 100% again.
I'm excited for this next podcast that you're going to do that then.
Maybe not the next one, but the next one that I appear in.
Yes.
Yeah,
Chris has gotten like 3 invites already. I get invite by.
Hey, you've been
intruding.
In just as many as I have, say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have to intrude, even though I don't want to.
What do you think?
You were on one, and then you decided to get really drunk and then sick.
Good drunk.
It hasn't been that long since you've been on one. That was like, what, 2 episodes ago?
Yeah.
Three episodes ago?
I wasn't actually invited.
I just sort of showed up with ice cream. And was welcome because I had ice cream.
Where's my ice cream?
I didn't invite you because I didn't know that you were with Chris.
I asked
Chris if he wanted to be on, and he said we agreed a few days ago or a few days before that he would be on Wednesday. And then he goes, "Hey, Allie's here. You mind if she comes?" And I was like, "Hell yeah!"
I just said sure. Yeah, I don't like to intrude.
No, what you actually said was,
as long as you guys don't cupcake.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm kidding, we'll put Allie on the bed
and you on the couch just to make sure there's no.
And now you're both on the bed.
And now we're cupcaking.
Keep it rated up there.
Turn the cupcakes.
We can make an audio naughty time if you'd like.
You and Sam?
No. I don't want that to happen.
That's a different podcast.
Yeah, those are different people, not me.
Will we get paid extra for that?
No.
Damn.
No.
That's $3 a honk.
$3 a hot.
Hey, do they have those though? Do they have like porn podcasts?
Which is the
possibly.
Sounds.
I mean, it seems like they would. I mean, porn has definitely infiltrated the internet in every other way, shape, and form.
I talked to a guy yesterday that really wants to have Dan Feeney make him a porn site. Like, he was just gung-ho about it, and he was just like, yeah, just everybody likes to see the same thing, so you just have to every once in a while put on something new. And then you just put the Google ads on the side, because then you get money off those Google ads going to your other porn sites.
How does that work anyways? Does Google pay you money? Or
I guess, I don't know.
No.
Dan knows more about it. He's talking to him. But
the way ads work is that a lot of them now are worked by pay-per-clicks.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like
so
that.
For every time someone clicks on it,
you get like a penny.
You get like 50 cents or however many they choose to get to give you.
Hmm.
And
that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. So that's how that works. Closing up on our hour.
Oh, snap.
Yep.
Shit the bed.
Well, shit the bed.
Well, that's what it do, y'all.
That's what it do.
Yeah.
Get her done.
Do you guys watch The Office a lot?
Not recently.
One of the more recent episodes, sort of. Michael, the boss.
Yeah.
He was crying in the or throwing up in the bathroom or something like that.
He was crying or throwing it.
He was doing something, but that wasn't involving using the bathroom, really.
Okay.
And Kevin, the fat guy, comes up and... Yeah, I do, but you're... That shouldn't have happened.
The fat guy.
Bad. It's, well, yeah, it's on and it shakes. Anyways. Anyways. The fat guy goes into the bathroom and, yeah, I'm pretty sure he was crying because as soon as he opened the door, he sees Michael, like, kind of sniffing, like, sniffling, and he goes, Michael, were you crying? And he goes, nope, just pooping. You know how I be. And it was really, really funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so me and Josh one night when we were playing Modern Warfare 2, we just go, just pooping, you know how I be.
You know how I be.
Yep.
You know how I be.
Yep.
I'm going to give Dan one last call to see if he can do the intersection thing.
I told you that he wouldn't be on within the hour. Hopefully he'll come tonight at least and help me like do an intro or something.
Come on, Dan.
Yeah. You don't have to whisper. Because it'll probably still pick it up.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, because...
It's that good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it.
Yeah. Look at that. How glorious this shiny ball is. It's amazing.
I got shiny black ball.
It's very shiny.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. What?
It's shiny.
Oh.
It's a badass ball.
Yep. I want to get two.
No honk for cash this episode.
Why? He didn't answer?
He's still not answering.
He didn't answer.
All right.
I want to
hopefully
know.
Hopefully, I've inspired the nation to.
So does that mean I need to go out right now and just do that?
I think so. I mean, you've already iced me twice.
I know.
So now I think you need to go and record yourself at an intersection getting honked at.
Just like camera in my face, just like waving at it at the green light, like look, it's green.
Yeah, but this is an audio podcast.
Yeah.
We can put the video up on the site, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll do it some other time.
Yeah.
You know. Excuse me. When we have time.
Should do it, but, like, not just in the turn lane, but, like, try to take up two lanes and do it. So there's
just park sideways.
So there's no way for somebody to get past you and just, like, turn and, like...
Just stall your car in the center of the intersection.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a joke, if nobody minds.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, so there's this blonde chick. It's a blonde joke, in case you hadn't picked up by now.
Okay.
Blonde chick driving her car. She's speeding down the freeway, and she gets pulled over by a blonde chick cop. And so the blonde driver pulls over off to the side of the road, and the blonde cop comes up and says, hey, you were speeding back there, I need to see your license, your driver's license. So the blonde driver digs around in her purse, she's looking for it, she can't find it. She's like, I can't find it, what does it look like? So the blonde officer says, well, it's like a little square thing, and it's got your picture on it. So she goes, okay, she looks, digs back in her purse, and she pulls out her little square compact with a mirror, and she looks at it, and she sees herself, she goes, oh, here it is. She hands it to the officer, she goes, the officer looks at it and goes, oh, okay, here you go, sorry, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were a police officer.
That's a good one.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's where we need our sound effects.
No problem. I haven't got sound effects yet.
Sam was looking for a soundboard beforehand.
I got this one, but it's not like...
It's not good.
It's like Peter Griffin.
Nope, yep, see how good that is?
I love Peter Griffin. He's my hero. Nice.
Has some random ones. There's a farting rabbit. It's just fart noises, but it's called a farting rabbit.
Cool.
Homer Simpson.
Do rabbits fart?
There you go.
Oh, that's not what that one sounded like. See, the thing with soundboards, especially that, like, on such a tiny speaker, sounds like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we should do the toast as a sign-off.
A toast?
Dan Feeney's toast.
Dan Feeney has a toast?
Yes.
Or we're gonna give him a toast?
Yes. Yes, so get ready to turn it off. You ready?
No. Now I am.
Okay. Here's to men's honor. If you can't come in her, come on her.
It's a classy way to go out, but...
What about
not yet. Nope. That was really quick. I thought it was going to be a lot longer than that.
I'm sorry. Here's to our wives and our girlfriends. May the two never meet.
You going to do the last minute just full of toast?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I don't see that working out too well.
No.
You guys are already
was
out.
Was it drinking single, seeing double, screwing triple?
Yes. I went to bed at...
I've heard Sean say that one before.
I went to bed at 2 with a 10, and I woke up at 10 with a 2. Her name was Allie. Oh, snap!
You cupcaker, you.
Yep. This is why you guys can't be on the bed.
It's all him.
Get out of here.
Hey, he's been drinking. Don't blame it on him.
Quit getting handsy over there, Chris.
I'm sorry, I'm drunk. I can't see properly.
Is that the excuse for everything?
Yes. It's my excuse for everything.
I'm sorry. I'm just drunk.
Actually, that is a pretty great excuse. So, being Allie's last her graduation party.
Yeah.
Confirmed my belief that I'm sorry I drink a lot. It's a great excuse to get out of everything. Because there's these people there that I've met probably 6 or 7 times and I didn't remember it.
Who was that?
I don't know, some dude.
Some dude.
Yeah. I don't know, shoes. There was like this group of 4 dudes that were there that kind of just only talked to themselves.
Oh, they're in the backyard the whole time?
Yeah, and they didn't Izzy. Really convert. Yeah. Izzy, there you
Izzy
go.
Izzy and his and his cousins, I think.
And then Kim and Courtney all. They're all just in their
So I didn't know any of them.
Yeah.
But apparently they had met me before, and I was just like, yeah, I'm
only
sorry.
Izzy
I drink a lot.
Only
like,
Izzy.
Yeah.
That's Israel's soulmate, by the way.
Yeah. They both like house.
Is he the one with the hat?
Yes. Why not?
Okay.
Izzy usually comes wearing a leather jacket. Allie just can't get over the fact that I said he wears shoes.
I can't stop laughing.
She's trying to.
Why are you trying
to
hide your laughter? Share it with the world.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm gonna drag you around by your hair.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll love that.
She does.
Stop laughing, Allie.
She requests it.
Don't give me an evil face.
Allie's mean mugging people now.
Mean mugging.
Yeah.
Okay, so we should probably end it before we keep rambling.
Yeah.
You guys have anything else you want to talk about?
Paint?
I just want to say that's what I do, y'all.
I hear that metallics are the best. Like gold and silver.
Yeah, we talked about it.
It's hard to get out.
Maybe that's where you heard it.
Yeah.
Probably.
No, I don't know.
We give good advice here. Apparently we have a 9-year-old listening to us, too.
Or
according to the last podcast.
Nice.
Or what is it like Angela posted on her Facebook? It said
I don't follow Angela's posts.
Say no to drugs, say yes to tacos.
Oh yeah, I saw
that. That was from her?
Yeah.
Oh, good job, Angela.
Yeah, it was a good one.
That was good.
I
think she listens.
We give it
a
thumbs up.
This is your shout out, Angela.
I think she might, yeah.
You know. If you think you're an interesting person, let me know and we'll bring you on.
See how many honks you can get and then you'll be on the show.
Yes. And you're gonna email those videos and or audio clips to
lolthecast@gmail.com. That's the third plug.
Oh, nice.
Our website is also thebestpodcast.podbean.com if you want to go see any of the pictures or links that we talk about in the link bucket.
And we're on YouTube. Or Facebook.
We're on Facebook. We have a fan page, which is also linked
iTunes.
On the site.
We're finally on iTunes.
Yeah, we're official on iTunes for the last 4 episodes now.
Yes. What does it mean we're official?
You can search us on iTunes.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So,
it's pretty awesome. I have them all on my phone.
Yeah, Sam has them on his phone. I think Allie might have them on her phone, maybe. I don't know. Someone
you have
else.
To have Wi-Fi because
I think
I want to put them on my phone, but I'm not smart enough.
Phone?
Yeah.
I didn't know I could get them on my phone. I'm doing
just
that.
Just search the cast and podcast.
See,
on
I learn something
iTunes.
New every day.
And then, but you have to scroll down about 5 pages.
Yeah,
to
I'll scroll you down 5 pages.
We don't have
boyfriends right
hundreds of episodes like other podcasts do. So
I love how when you put the cast though on iTunes. Half of it is for Glee.
I don't understand.
What's up with Glee? Like, what's the big deal?
I don't want to trash talk on Glee because there's a lot of people out there that, like, I think the people who like Glee are the people, like, major activists.
But what is it?
So I don't want anybody yelling at me.
There's lots of books and stuff at Target.
I just thought everybody's always posting stuff
it's
about it on Facebook and all this. And I've never watched it. I don't watch TV.
I tried watching it because the initial episode, like, caught my eye.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, this isn't really a show for me.
Yeah.
So, people who are in, like, choir and stuff like that, I think, like Glee a lot.
Because
it's, like, about singing, I guess? I don't know.
Oh.
About being gleeful?
Musical?
Yeah, it's, like, it's a musical type deal. Lady Gaga apparently was on there.
Ooh,
and
is that why Piano likes it so much?
Yeah. Yep. Taking off?
We're going to go to the waffle shop.
Oh,
the waffle
shop?
So, we'll end it here, because Chris and Allie are going to go to the waffle shop.
Bye.
You know,
ready to leave.
just want to clean up my mess, that's all.
There's a trash can right in front of you.
Oh, perfect.
There you go.
Thanks for
deal.
Good sport about getting ice, Chris.
I got ice twice.
You got ice twice, and you did it wonderfully. Very elegantly.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know.
I'm pretty sure I got to watch out for him now, because he's going to come out with some scheme to get me.
Well, you just got him twice in one day.
Yeah.
On the day he learned about it.
You don't even know. I hate my job. I'm just going to sit there for 8 hours. And like, just scheming. Up stuff to fuck with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, come out of work, and then, like, my car just won't run. I'll end up, like, opening up the hood, and there'll be, like, one sitting right there. And then
be like a 12-pack scattered
around.
Yeah,
can I do a 12-pack iced? Can I make him try 12 of them at once?
I don't think you could do 12.
Because I would really like
it. You could do it to be 12 different times in a day, though,
that's
probably.
True. Could be. Yeah, that's one way.
It should get really bad.
But you'd want to be, like, near so that you can watch it all go down.
It's true, I would.
Yeah.
Attach a video tape to him somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, anyways, we'll end on that note. Bro-icing. Do it. Only if you're 21 or over.
Send us our...
21 and over, please.
Your ideas for it.
Don't do this if you're a youngin', like that 9-year-old bro-icing people.
That'd be pretty awesome.
That'd be hot.
Lemonade.
We didn't really...
Some Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
what?
Lemonade. Nothing. I was going to say, we didn't really have, like, legit topics we talked about for a while. It was more just, like, random stuff today.
Yeah.
Nothing to put links on.
Though, yeah.
Besides bro-icing.
Bro-icing and...
The official rules, you know?
Yeah. Anyways, well, we're going to go before we keep bringing stuff up.
Yeah.
For the fifth time now.
Exactly.
Okay. So.
Bye, guys.
That's what it do, y'all.
Bye.
Get her done.
All right. See you guys later.